Hi, I'm Terry Gilbert, director of the River City Community Center, and tonight I am reading one of Aesop's fables, The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse. The country mouse lay in the cornfield, staring up at the summer sky. He could see the swifts and swallows high above him, soaring over the treetops. He knew when summer ended they would fly far, far away to countries he had never heard or dreamed of. "But that's not for me," he said to himself, pattering back onto his little cottage in the hedge. He thought fondly of his smooth, earthy walls, his fireplace, his soft, grassy floor. He reached his hedge, and there, arms open wide, was his friend, the town mouse. "Surprise!" he cried. "I thought I'd come and see you. It's been so long." The country mouse beamed from ear to ear. "Come in, come in," he said, pushing open his small wooden door. The town mouse sat on a log pile chair while the country mouse bustled about, looking for food for his friend to eat. "I've not got much," he muttered. "Just a few ears of corn and some husks of barley." "Is that all?" cried the town mouse, looking disappointed. "Next month I'll have nuts and blackberries," the country mouse chattered on. The town mouse shook his head. "You live like an ant, my friend," he said. "Come home with me. We'll eat like kings." So they set off together, scurrying through the hedgerows, along riverbanks, into the hustle and bustle of town. "This way," said the town mouse, beckoning the country mouse into his house. They scampered straight to the kitchen, and there, in the cupboard, "You have beans, and cheese, and honey, and fruit," cried the country mouse, skipping from one to the other, tasting, feasting, nibbling, gnawing. "I'll never go home again," he sighed. Just then, the door began to open. A large hand reached into the cupboard. The country mouse screamed, "Run!" cried the town mouse. "Quick, into this hole." The country mouse followed, whiskers quivering. "We were nearly caught." "Nonsense," scoffed the town mouse. "Now come with me to the dining room. Just wait till you see the food there." A feast met the country mouse's eyes, and he soon forgot his fears. He lapped up cream, trailed his paw in chocolate sauce, and sank his teeth into cookies. He shut his eyes in blissful contentment when creak, 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 the door swung open and a maid came in. "Mice, mice," she screamed. "Swat, swat," went her mop. The town mouse grabbed his friend by the ear and pulled him to safely beneath the chair. "We must run away from here, to the hole in the wall," he said. "Go as fast as you can, but watch out for stumping feet." So the country mouse ran. He could feel his heart beating. He could hear his breath coming in heavy pants. He thought he might burst with fear. "You call this place home?" he cried when he reached the hole. "I know you have every luxury, but think of the dangers. I'd rather have the peace and quiet of the country any day." "You're going back?" said the town mouse, "to that hole in the hedge?" The country mouse nodded his head. "Farewell, my friend. It's the simple life I want," he said. The moral here? It is better to live simply in peace than in luxury and fear. The end.